When I got to law school, I was the first person in my family that went to law school, and so I wasn't really acquainted with some of the unique aspects of law, and particularly, and I think most of us weren't prepared, educated, or really aware of how stress impacts us as attorneys. This is, to my knowledge, the most stressful profession. I'm going to cover a few studies just to kind of put the background there. But I was an insurance defense attorney for about a decade, and then did some plaintiff's work and have done trial work and became interested in mental health for personal reasons. I experienced burnout myself, tried to, medicate it a little bit by drinking, but eventually I got involved with some charity work through Meals on Wheels, which made me really reassess, where I was heading with my career, and ended up getting some really helpful guidance, changed a lot about the way I was coping with stress, and ended up then practicing law for another few years in a whole, and I would suggest to you, a much more pleasant way to deal with it. But as you all know, most of our problems, I just want to cover the problem first. Most of attorneys' problems, in my opinion, almost all of it stems from stress and anxiety. Depression, most people that practice law at some point in their career have some bout with a depressive period of time, getting depressed after a trial. But for many of us, it can be a periodic thing that hits every so often, of either, not being happy in a job or other things happen. But I wanted to share this with you because depression is most often the result of untreated chronic stress.